And let's take a look at your traffic. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Still really slow and go. Southbound I-15 between about 5300 south and Murray to 90th south. And then heavy and slow, although speeds do start to improve a little bit from 90th down to Bangor Highway. Northbound I-15 still seeing spots of slowing going from Draper to Midvale, but looking so much better on I-215's belt route around the valley, I-80 to the east and west, and the 21st South Freeway. Len Thomas?
Ricky, also in Salt Lake Valley, 5600 west and Bangor, both heading southbound, looking pretty good until, that is, Bangor right there at 9800 south. We've still got that truck stuck in the right lane there, causing slowing from 7800 south, and a crash also out there in the Kearns area, 5300 south, 5600 west. And as you roll over the point of the mountain, it's starting to look a little bit better, but still want to add another 5 minutes to your drive just around the point of the mountain, down to almost 2100 north and Lehigh past Thanksgiving Point. And the drive coming out of US 6 Spanish Fork Canyon on to I-15 northbound is a little bit tight right there. Mark?
KSL Traffic Trooper reported a little earlier that there appears there was an accident along the right with some flashing lights northbound I-15 to Davis County, just past Lagoon. Now, we have just checked, and it looks like they quite possibly have moved that out of the way or even completely cleared it, but it is slow there at Lagoon. But after that, it starts picking up speeds up to Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 has improved, as has 215 at the north end, Legacy Parkway, and the trip out of downtown Salt Lake City. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals' 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.